There is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McCann. Let's start with updates from the United States, where a political advocacy group called Accuracy in Media has achieved quite the opposite, believing that a truck showing Hitler displaying his infamous salute with the wording, "All in favor of banning Jews, raise your right hand," would represent a campaign to combat and hit back at anti-Semitism on college campuses. This is in response to reports about the University of Berkeley allegedly creating Jew-free zones. Well, despite the group's intent, the truck has instead scared students and understandably led to widespread condemnation, with many believing that the truck in fact trivializes a tragic Jewish-related historical event, which in turn has an opposite effect instead of dealing with the campus matter directly. Berkeley University and the University of Southern California have recently seen student-led campaigns targeting Jewish students using anti-Zionist campaigns. Staying in the United States, and some Jewish gun owners are prepared to take the law into their own hands, believing that their communities are under serious threat in light of a rise of anti-Semitic activities. This is in reaction to recently introduced strict laws which declare that it is illegal to carry concealed weapons in houses of worship in New York State. In defiance of these laws, Jews in New York City and the lower Hudson Valley say that they will continue to arm themselves at shul, believing that when they are unarmed, the past has shown that they are highly vulnerable to attack, such as the 2018 mass shooting at the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh and January's hostage-taking crisis at a synagogue in Colleyville. The new laws involve multiple checks on gun regulations, including banning concealed weapons from sensitive areas, which lists a number of public spaces, including houses of worship. A group of Jewish gun owners has already responded with a lawsuit, with a judge indicating an intent to block the state from enforcing certain sections of the law from a constitutional perspective. Israel will have to wait a little longer and reciprocate if it wishes to qualify for the United States visa waiver program. As the country draws nearer to achieving this, some NGOs and U.S. lawmakers say that based on reciprocation for such a program, they are concerned that Israel has not demonstrated an acceptance of American visitors in a mutual way, particularly U.S. citizens of Arab and Muslim descent who also hold particular views on the Jewish state. They have also noted Israel's Coordinating Office for Government Affairs in the Territories issuing new regulations this year, which will come into effect today, which particularly looks at those wishing to enter the occupied territories to visit Palestinians while not doing so for those visiting the West Bank. Despite these observations, Israel's campaign to enter the visa waiver program continues to strengthen following a security agreement signed between the two countries this summer. Well, one wonders what type of visa one would need to visit another planet. It may seem far-fetched for now, but with climate change and the impact of Earth's ever-growing population, a new Israeli-led project by the University of Jerusalem has, without having to go there, successfully developed a program to study the atmospheres of various planets and identify those suitable for human habitation. In their current analysis, the research team has so far examined a planet located some 40 light-years away from Earth, focusing on the sensitivity of the planet's climate and increases in greenhouse gases as compared to Earth's conditions. Besides this research, the team says that such studies of potential Earth-type planets also provides a better understanding of climate changes we witness today. It added that, combining their research with what the recently launched Webb Space Telescope will send, this can lead to positively identifying habitable planets along with possible alien life forms. And as she continues to make a mark in Hollywood circles, Israeli actress Shira Haas will add another feather to her acting cap when she will star alongside Harrison Ford in Captain America: New World Order. She will play Hero Sabra, also known as Ruth Bat-Seraf, who first appeared in Hulk comics back in the 1980s. The character is known as a mutant Mossad agent, displaying a Star of David on her outfit. Ford will play General Thaddeus Thunderbolt Ross alongside Haas as Sabra. Other cast members include Tim Blake Nelson, Carl Lumbly, and Danny Ramirez. Captain America: New World Order is scheduled for release in 2024. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com. If you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.